Nope. Ferris starts putting the salt and pepper shakers on the tables. It's the only way. No one is supposed to be down there doing anything. Sorry excuse for a leak, but I don't make the laws.
We're going to do it at sundown.
Ferris shakes his head again.
Nope. No, sir. Count me out.
Ferris, we need you. Please be there. Sundown at Gossamer Lake.
I leave, hoping my words will bother his conscience, because it won't work without Ferris. It won't work at all. Malcolm is easier to persuade. He's just finished mowing the school grounds when I get there. He pulls a handkerchief from his pocket and wipes the layer of sweat glistening on his red face. After explaining our plan, I tell him, "You're the strongest person we know." I almost gag, but it's the truth.
"Well, I do work out."
Malcolm locks his hands behind his thick neck, making sure I get a good view of his biceps.
"You can't tell anyone, Malcolm, not even your mom."
"Why would I tell her?"